you know, the word potential is used a lot when it comes to him. You know, what have you seen from him just on game days here the last few weeks? Is he? It looks like he's struggling at times out there.
Well, you know, I think the whole defense is struggling, you know, from time to time. You know, obviously, we want him to play better. He wants to play better. But I think that goes for everybody. It's not just him. You know, there's 11 guys that are responsible for something and responsible the way the defense is going. So you can't pull up one guy and just, you know, push him with the pen and say, you know, if he plays better, we'll win. That's not how it works.
Kyle, do you see plays where guys aren't going all out every play?
I think guys are playing hard, and I know what you're alluding to with Kelce. I think guys are playing hard, but there's a difference between playing hard and playing fast. And what I mean by that is you play fast with your eyes. Do you know what you're looking at? Do you know what to expect? Listen, you know, defense can't be predicated on one guy missing a gap and then we get gashed, which is what's been happening. If you're playing fast, you can make up for those things. And it's 11 guys playing fast. Everybody has to be playing fast to make up for it. Because you can go on any given play on any defense in the league, from the top, the ones that are giving up the least amount of yardage, to the bottom, and there's guys missing gaps. But the ones that aren't giving up the big plays, the ones that are shutting things down, they're playing fast. When guys miss gaps, people are making up for them. And, you know, and I think that's really kind of, you know, been our problem where we've been. I think guys are really, really worried about tuning into their job. Okay, I'm in my gap, and, you know, I just want to stay here to make sure I got my job done rather than playing fast, getting off of blocks, and going to hit guys and get guys on the ground.
There's a lot that's been said about the scheme being not overly complicated. If that's the case, then where are these blown assignments coming from, and why are they happening so frequently?
Well, you know, you've got a combination of things. You're seeing different things out of offenses each week, different kind of run games. And, you know, and it's not same guys. It's a guy here, a guy there, and, you know, people are gashed for running thing. You talk about simpler or complicated. Has anybody seen the Bears play? They play an over defense, they play cover two, and they play fast. And I think they're giving up the least amount of yards in the league. So the whole simple, not complicated, there's simple defenses in the league. There's schemes that are complicated, they're giving up yards. It's not about, you know, okay, we were in cover three and an under defense here when we should have been done this and walked him down and made it look like this. That's not the case. It's all about playing fast. Because, I mean, you can look to some of the best defenses in the league. What are they doing? They're lining up. They know where they're supposed to be, and they play fast.
Kyle Moore's gotten some more time the last couple of weeks, you know, factoring into the rotation there a little bit more. And you have Sean back. Maybe just your thoughts on maybe what those two guys have brought here in the last game or so.
Well, you know, Kyle's played well when he's coming. He's gotten some pressure for us, you know, done some good things. And, you know, I think he's one of the guys when you look at it, you know, he's playing fast. And, you know, when you play fast, you tend to be around the ball. You tend to make plays, and, you know, and that's what he's been doing. You know, Sean's, you know, was only here last week, you know, didn't play much but played some and did some good things. So, you know, hopefully, you know, that'll rub off on everybody, you know. And it's not that nobody's doing it. It's just, you know, you might have a certain amount of guys that are playing fast, and, you know, the other ones might be a step late. So you have to get that correct.
It looked like Sean, you know, brought some enthusiasm, both not just when he was on the field, but on the sidelines as well. Did you guys get that sense, and how did he look in the few snaps that he did get for you guys?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, not that I don't pay attention to Sean, but, you know, we watch film. I'm, you know, watching to see what I can do better, what I can do differently, you know, and then you see some breakdowns. I mean, but when he played, I did, you know, notice he got some good push a couple times. He's playing fast. As far as enthusiasm, I mean, there's enthusiasm everywhere. You know, it's not just him. It's you know, we have it. It's not for lack of trying to get guys going, or, you know, guys saying, hey, come on, you know, we got to do better. It's actual the fact of going out and playing faster and making plays and doing better.